Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Oh, yeah. From the Los Angeles Convention Center, it's the Around the NFL podcast, Super Bowl 56 edition. I'm Dan Hansis, joined in aforementioned convention center filled with heroes, Greg Rosenthal, Mark Sessler, Ricky Hollywood sitting to my right on the couch. What's up, gang? Another Super Bowl week has arrived.
I want that to be your intro to every show now. Oh, yeah!
Well, it's good. It's a workshop.
You
it's
never
a workshop.
Know. When still wait,
now. There was a little, maybe there's little jitters for Sessler. That was his window to come in with his first comment, but he's sitting on his first comment. We're getting ready for it to come in. Here we go.
Well, I'm letting this Super Bowl come to me. I'm not, you know, demanding that it unfold in a certain way. I'm still, you know, it took like, I drove from my house to here. Typically, here's my, can I tell you what I'm a little annoyed by out of the
gate?
Yeah,
please.
Right off the bat, I love it.
I just say, typically, I have viewed, like, the each year has its biorhythms with work and with life.
Sure.
I mean, typically, I'm on, like, night two or three of a nine-day stay in a hotel in an exotic city.
You need this hotel
city.
Week.
I count
famously.
On it
right.
in multiple
yeah.
ways.
You've been around your family
it.
A lot.
Way too much.
You can shape it however you wish. I feel that's, you know, I'm playing from behind, but I'm starting to feel the energy
I like
a little
said,
bit more.
You could shape it how you wish, but that's exactly what Mark is saying. I need to get away from my family, stay in a hotel in another city.
I will allow it, but I think everyone understands what's happening.
Ricky, how are you?
I'm
darling?
Doing good, yeah.
Yes.
Doing well. Is my hair crazy?
You look Super Bowl
up.
Ready.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
Maybe, Dan, you were like yelling at the beginning, because the convention center, it's big, it's very quiet
it's a lot of people.
Right now, but you're trying to bring the juice
bring
to the
up.
Room. You're trying to fill the room.
Famously, I said before we came on that it's Sessler week.
Yeah.
Mark, Super Bowl week, he's going to be plugged in and hypercharged. So I'm trying to match right. Sessler week.
You guys, we went and ordered a coffee, and Dan, I got you and me the same thing, got a nice vanilla latte, and Mark orders to the coffee guy. He goes, can I get the most basic coffee known to mankind? And the guy was like, a black coffee? And Mark was like, that'll do.
Sessler week.
I am asking for what I want.
Yeah, but like the way you ordered it was just interesting.
Strange.
No, it was very cordial.
Of course.
It was a laundry list of like all the Italian coffees, and I just said, I'll take the thing that I would take.
There's someone else sitting on the couch.
Right.
To Mark Sessler's left. I mean, she's a rising star. What else can be said?
Risen.
I feel like...
In the sky.
The first time she was on our show, I teed her up that way. And since then, somehow, even deeper into the stratosphere she's gone, she is the host of Benched with Bonetta. She is Rachel Bonetta. Welcome
Woo-woo!
Back.
Hey. Why is it so quiet in here?
It's weirdly quiet. But you know what? Speaking of biorhythms, we've been doing this for so long. This is, I think, our 10th Super Bowl together on site for the Around the NFL podcast. And It's always super chill and borderline, you know, spooky early in the
creepy
week.
Creepy vibes.
And then the creepy vibes giveaway, and then Thursday, Friday. Remember the first Radio Row Mark and I did when we were in Indianapolis for our first Super Bowl, and we were stationed right next to the NFL Network set, and we're interviewing Madonna and Adam Sandler. It was like, it's, I don't quite sense that right now.
Well, we were real, we were genuine journos back then. Grinding nonstop. I mean, at this point, there's I don't even recognize that
with each other.
Now you're
cruise control. It was trademark.
Justin Jefferson was walking around here a little early.
With, with quite tiny shorts. By the way, I lied on my podcast. I said that there was, I was like, sorry if you're hearing some crowd noises. This place is bumping. There's celebs here. I have not seen one. But I wanted to make it feel cool.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you guys just.
Well, that's the magic of radio. You created your own truth in there.
There
and non-truths.
It's the world that I was living in. Mm.
Yes, Greg?
This scene, it's like I took a lesson from one of the great performers of our lifetime, Ice Cube, on Sunday at the NASCAR race I went to.
Still trying to wrap my head around you at the NASCAR race.
And maybe the crowd, 70,000 people, weren't interested at all. It's a huge venue. But you know what? Ice Cube didn't care. Like, he filled that Coliseum.
Nice.
He went all out. It didn't matter what was his surroundings. Like, he was full Cube.
So the parallel is you are Ice Cube.
I'm trying to take inspiration.
I actually got to hang out with Ice Cube quite a bit because I covered the Big Three.
Oh,
wow.
So I traveled from random city to random city with Ice Cube and just sideline reporter.
Noted friend of show because he was on our podcast once for 12 minutes.
In our studio, though. Maybe the biggest
the big
guest
three.
We've ever had in the studio.
He's a big, he's
and
a big
probably,
get.
Yeah, one of the more awkward photos I remember after the interview. Rachel, take us through everything. It's a whirlwind for you. How is Bench with Bonetta going? I like the title, by the way. I was thinking about this earlier, that so many of my favorite memories as a high school athlete was sitting on the bench talking with my friends.
That's sweet. Yeah.
So there's a connection there.
Well, I was just telling Greg, I'm still trying to convince myself that I should have a podcast. So that's been a little bit of a
listen, everyone has a podcast.
Everyone does, but do they need to have
No.
one?
No.
No, it's been fun. It's been a lot of, you know, just it's a challenge to come up with a new show every single week. So I'm just kind of like learning the ins and outs. And I was asking him some advice. And what did you say? You guys stunk for a while.
I think, well, you were asking,
Greg.
Like,
well, Greg
did. Were you, you know,
Greg did. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Running full sprint right out of the gate? And I was saying, no, if we went back to listen to our first year, we would be horrified in that we were much better now. It's like it takes a while to get going.
It does take a while. Weird time to launch a podcast right before the Super Bowl because now we have the whole offseason to kind of figure things out.
I do have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking at, you know, there's four of us here
Mecca.
That are attached to this show. In your mind of like big gets, what would be the order that you would bring us on individually? Not as
Mark goes with this.
I think
every
you
guest.
Because you just would like have so much positive energy off
thank
the top
you,
at the end of the bottom of the list.
You're number one.
Oh well, then
Rachel,
we're good.
Thank
I don't
you.
The rest.
You don't have to say anything else. This is just Mark does it with every guest. Typically, he just wants to be.
That's why I said
first.
Positive energy right off the top. That's what he's in charge.
You feel better now.
Very few guests have answered the question correctly because they've answered it honestly. I'm not sure that was an honest answer, but I'm good.
I just wanted to get it over and done.
We're good.
And I think there is a little apples and oranges, and check out Bench with Bonetta, because when we started the podcast, none of us really had any experience on mic. Rachel's been doing this for a while.
No, shut up.
I'm
not used to having, this sounds silly, but it's like for the last few years, I'm used to asking people what their opinions are and to have your own is a little bit scary.
Okay, so it is bad right now.
Oh, it's bad.
Okay.
No, you
it's
just
bad.
Don't admit that publicly.
No, I will admit it right here. It's a bad podcast, but you know, stay
in.
Along for the ride. Get
yes.
in. Get in while we're low because
we
can
floor.
Only go up from here.
All right. So, Rachel, we only have you for a few minutes here because you're very busy. But
I'm going to get a spray tan.
It was a very good.
Are you really? I am. Yeah. Unfortunately.
I love it.
Oh wow. Yeah, it could go. It could be bad.
Yeah, because you could show up orange, right?
That's yeah.
You're gonna match the carpet.
It's hopefully not gonna happen.
But how do you know when to stop?
Right.
You don't.
That's
pray.
I've never done it.
Just.
Do you have previous experience with this shop or this operation?
Yes, I've had it done two other times in my life.
I have too. Yeah, you just go low. Just go the lowest setting and then hope for... One time I did it before a flight to Vegas. Mm. I was like, I'm going to Vegas. I'm like so pale. I need to have some color. And then I landed and I went to the bathroom and I actually audibly screamed. Because it was... it had just been cooking. I was flying from Toronto to Vegas. You're supposed to wash it off like after a few hours. And I didn't know that. And it just kept on baking my skin. And so then I went into the airport bathroom and I was like, Jesus Lord.
I've made that mistake before too, where you leave, you know, the undergarments on when you're in. Men, you're supposed to strip all the way down.
Oh, they spray you right up your butt crack.
You don't want lines. But I was, you know, I kept
undergarments.
What am I going to say? Like, I kept my thong on and it was up my side.
It's just funny.
And then I was in a bathing suit in my spray tan with like my underwear. It was horrible.
I think you painted the picture.
First thing I do.
You don't want more details?
We're gonna sign some massive contract NFL around the NFL, and I'm going to get extensive cosmetic surgery. I am going to bleach my teeth and turn orange, the highest setting, and then show up for our first show after signing a huge contract. Totally different.
That would be a good look for you.
Yeah.
That man that married Liza Minnelli.
Do you remember
that guy? And I'm like, you're just going to be him.
I've tried to take that out of my memory. But.
All right, so this is what we're going to do with Rachel. We got a lot of show to get to. There's a lot of news to hit. The personnel carousel is slowing now, and many of the big chairs, all the big chairs, maybe not officially, but is anything...
Every coach is
yes,
filled.
That is a done deal. Now it's the mad scramble, of course, for assistant coaching vacancies, and that's happening now as well, and all the other news. But before we do that, since we have Rachel here, this is Super Bowl week. There are a lot of very interesting figures across the spectrum, whether it's on the field. Have we said Super Bowl 56 is on Sunday? Have we said it yet?
We didn't cover it too much last week, but you did say it to start this show.
Ricky, do you have anything you want to
say? What did he say? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl 56.
Since we're here and we are allowed to say the word Super Bowl,
yeah.
You guys, I have to make an apology to you and to our listeners.
Okay.
There's no excuse. I totally dropped the ball. Last episode, we weren't allowed to say the word Super Bowl. And at the end of the show, I came on and said how boring you guys were because nobody said
you pounded your chest about it.
Yeah, I did. And Greg did say the word Super Bowl around 33 minutes in. And I totally missed it. And I missed it in edit and everything, too. And there's no excuse.
Are you going to get sued for this?
No, I'm just apologizing. Hmm. I'm just taking responsibility.
According to the social media, it wasn't just one, either.
No, there were
I thought it was just one.
So you just got the apology wrong, too. We're going to need another
apology.
Somebody's
getting lazy.
All right.
I mean, we're used to Erica not remotely listening to the show. But when she advertises it at the beginning, then it's a disappointment. Yeah, Dan said it as well.
He did? You did? I thought we were allowed to say it.
Listen, that wasn't my job. That was your job.
Right.
My job was with the boys to create the content. You were supposed to hold us accountable.
You're totally right.
So the apology for the apology.
I'm so sorry, you guys, that I made an apology the wrong way. And I just want to let you know that I'm really sorry. And I take full responsibility.
I think, Erica, your accountability trails only your laser focus. So we are good from here on out. We're fine. According to me, I'm accepting.
Go ahead,
your
bury him. You could see in Erica's eyes, she's like, how am I going
to
bury
him? I'm trying to be nice, but like the way Greg's crossing his legs is like throwing me off, and like I'm just sort of weirded out. So I'll destroy you.
A lot of lower body action here on the set.
The knees were knocked in at one point.
Things are different. We're on this beautiful iHeartRadio set, and usually we're underneath desks. So this is a different kind of body language check.
Mm.
Everybody seems pretty good right now.
You're heavily manspreading.
Is it too much?
It's a bit much. Luckily, your laptop is in the way, so I don't have to deal with it, but it's there.
I'm going to tighten it up a little bit, and now we're going to get into
laptop lodged up against your loins.
Wow, you laser focused down there.
What? No, I'm just saying. I'm observing. My job is to observe.
For the first 15 minutes, Mark's eyes were just drifting down at my laptop. And what is he looking at?
It was weird. It was kind of weird.
Pure fiction.
All right. It is Super Bowl 56 week, Bengals-Rams Sunday. Before we get into previewing of the game, we have a skill. We have it's a supernatural ability of this show, actually, to get inside the head of people and hear their inner monologue. So this is what they're actually thinking. These are their thoughts. This is nothing filtered, because we all go through life filtering how we actually feel. Like some people... A Greg Rosenthal, for instance.
Doesn't.
I don't even know what that means. I speak how I feel when I want. a lot of rest of us are kind of like measured. You don't want to say everything you feel because you put yourself in trouble. Greg, is that accurate at all?
No, that was the nicest thing you've ever said about me, so I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. So, Erica, can I please have the, your pretty little hat?
My Kentucky Derby hat, yes.
I said, Erica, can we get like Kentucky a Super Bowl Derby 56 hat or like an NFL helmet? It would really sell the segment. She gives me a hat that her mom bought from Marshalls in 1999.
That's a Marshalls buy for sure.
That's TJ Maxx number one.
TJ Maxx $5.99?
Yes.
Duh.
It's like a hat for a female plowman.
Well, it's Jets. Woman, I guess. It's Jets, and she's not going to like that you made
it. All right, cut this out in post. All right, so now 10 names in this hat, all key figures in the Super Bowl. And you will take a name out of the hat, and you will take on that persona and share your innermost thoughts. And I will tell you, yes, I did cook up the names, but to keep things fair, I didn't give it any other thought. So it's got to be your inner monologue now filtered through this person's inner monologue and share it with the world.
Is Mark going to do a voice?
No, I don't. Like, I don't. That's
you don't do voices?
No.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't even know
voices,
what some of their voices sound
voices
like.
Voices could get weird. They could get racist.
All right, Greg is sticking his hand in the Marshalls hat.
That's unfiltered, Greg.
My mom used to take me to Marshalls and just leave me in a section for like 2 hours and just shop at Marshalls. And I'd go around the whole store with a cart, pretending it was a car, and I'd come back like 20 minutes later. She'd be at the same rack. It was child abuse.
Cool story.
Yeah. Sorry, Rach. All right, here we go.
Greg's got it.
What'd you get?
Do I tell you who it is?
Yes.
I'm Joe Burrow. Great.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we should have guessed.
Good get.
Oh, yeah. We should guess.
All right. Let's
pretend we didn't hear that it was Joe
Burrow. Okay. Who you got?
I don't know if guessing adds much to the show, but go ahead.
And I'm gonna enter the mind of Joe Burrow starting now. Man, everyone's just making such a big deal of this week. It's like, all anyone's doing is talking about us and that the Bengals have never been here and all this stuff about the past. And, like, I don't get it. This is just what Joe Burrow does. He goes third person.
To himself.
He moves away from the passers. Like, people are talking about, ooh, Von Miller, Aaron Donald coming after me. You think I'm worried about a couple Hall of Famers? I just got sacked 9 times against the Titans. You think I'm worried about the worst offensive line to ever start in a Super Bowl? I've been doing this all year. I'm Joe Burrow.
How heavy is your chain?
I know the Wesseling brothers are coming to this game, by the way.
Aww. He does?
And I've had them in my mind all year. Because I'm not just a quarterback. I'm a leader. I'm someone that's leading the entire city of Cincinnati out of 35 years of mediocrity.
Wow. I'm getting emotional.
Do we have a timeline?
Ever since Sam Weish was the Bengals coach. I'm not just taking the Bengals team out of mediocrity. I'm taking an entire city. So whether you're with me or you're not, it doesn't matter because I'm going to be Joe Burrow.
Nice.
Out of the head of Joe Burrow.
Wow.
I respect it.
It's almost like he was here.
He's got a lot of confidence, that man. That's what I took out of it. All right, I'll go next.
Unfazed.
You guys want to guess? I don't know.
I think
let's guess. Yeah. That could be fun.
Take a guess.
Well, no, you have to start doing it.
Do the act first.
You have to
show
the
mess. No wonder I thought it was a bad idea.
No, do the stage act, and then why do we decide who we think it is.
It would be the worst game ever if we were guessing before you did it.
I was like, I don't know. That's
it's like spoken word charades.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Whose house?
The Rams announcer?
Rams house!
The obnoxious Rams announcer?
Hey, am I allowed to be at this game?
What?
Because it's a SoFi Stadium!
The Rams announcer?
The DJ guy?
First down guy?
Do you want to know right now or after I'm done?
Yeah, no, you can finish it up.
This is Rams PA announcer who screams whose house and other madness for four straight hours.
I love it.
I win.
Because it's not technically a Rams home game.
We don't get that guy. He's gone.
Yeah.
But
the DJ's
feel like
gone.
I really deserve it.
The Bengals are the home team.
My pipes, they're so strong.
Whoa. See, this is what I was getting at before about voices and stuff.
Give me
sure
a chance.
This is a good idea.
It's a tricky line.
Whose house?
I'm really glad Dan got that one.
Invite me, please.
What's more obnoxious, whose house or who day?
Ooh.
It's a tight contest.
Whose house?
They I think whose house I because like that's both. Such a volume.
I like them both. I like people. I like the crowd yelling at things. They both happen naturally. They should put at some
the
point.
And that guy. I'm sure he's a great guy, but they should put him in the 500 section at the very top.
See what he can do.
And cover his mouth.
We were just both in the 500 section. I've never, and you, that, we right, were all the there, end, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. I've never, I was also a little hungover. I've never felt volume the way that I felt up there.
It was like, loud. It people get on the Rams fans up. For, you know, not being a great crowd, but it was loud in there that night. We will be
against
back
the Cardinals,
there.
It was nuts.
We are in the Ox Box.
You guys are going to be there?
I don't know if this Ox is breaking
box.
News, but we're in
for
the Ox
Super Bowl?
Box for the Super Bowl. So we'll be up
Hells
there in the,
yeah.
in the 500.
They put
level.
Us in the 500s, huh?
I like that actually better than the press box, a little antiseptic.
Can I pick mine already and start thinking?
Sure.
Processing what you might do.
All right, no, no, Mark you Sessler. Can't take it until...
All right, are we ready?
Well, she's a guest.
No.
But, all right.
I'm
going to
make it hard on her.
See if you can guess who this is.
Yes.
You know, underneath it all, like it's been very successful year. And I saw you trying to look at this, by the way, Dan.
No, okay. I wrote. Well, I mean, I'm gonna know what it is.
Stay in character, Mark. Stay in character.
Back into the character. I don't forget all these Johnny Come Latelys that are now patting me on the back, trying to pet my hair, tell me how knowledgeable I am. Mm-hmm. Before the season, I was a piece of trash to them.
Yep. I know who it is. Should we just guess? It?
I don't
it's
know.
Zach Taylor. For
it's
sure.
Zach Taylor.
But continue on.
Yeah. Maybe
well,
we should let
you know
let the we should let the character.
Yes.
Breathe before
come to
we
life.
Jump
yeah,
in.
Yeah, let's see it. Come to
like
life
underneath
here.
It all, I'm kind of agitated and annoyed with you know the collective Cincinnati media that wanted to wheel me out of town.
Sure.
Prior to us going to the Super Bowl for the first time in a billion years, unthankful Bengals fans.
Ouch.
But I'm going to try to rise up and be a little more. I'm going to seize the moment because I clearly have the skills to do that. I've won over this locker room. I do remember that someone on a podcast two seasons ago cited me as a Coach of the Year candidate, prescient, maybe a year before it happened. And I do remember that individual. That was an important individual from the Around the NFL podcast who came up with that prediction 2 Augusts ago. Not
I'm not
now.
Buying this character.
Well,
no. It's like one of the Mark now is trying to settle some scores
right.
in his favor.
Mark is trying to... spike the football on a massively incorrect prediction he
also,
made
say-
2 years ago because they went 2-13 that year.
I think sometimes, you know, I get that individual football analyst, he can't tell when he's going to see something correct. Is it going to happen that year or maybe the next year? It's going to happen. And I do say that's one of the few people in the media that had faith in me. That's all I'm thinking about this week.
Is Zach Taylor a million years old? Did you say Johnny Come Lately?
Yes. Well, he's, you know, I take knowledge from all sorts of sources, old and young.
Right. Zach Taylor famously does love his elders. And this analyst you're talking about, much older than Zach Taylor.
Far older.
You should audition for SNL. You really do great character work.
He's plugged into an outlet.
I don't know if Super I believe Bowl-y. What you've just said.
All right. Good job, Zach Taylor, head coach of the Bengals. Really, I feel like I know him better after that.
Or in a new way, at least.
All right, benched with Benetta.
Okay,
is
this
up.
Is my turn. I don't know what this guy sounds like.
Wait a second. Jim Rome just walked by.
Jim Rome? Wow.
They're always smaller in person.
Very petite.
Well, they're saying that about us, too.
Well, you guys
a
are,
petite
like,
man.
Smaller men.
The security guard's looking at
thank
us.
Thank you,
like we're looking at him. Okay, I'm very young. I'm very young. I'm new here. And you know what? I'm going to win the Super Bowl. Watch this. I'm going to go finish this off, and I'm going to win the Super Bowl.
Mm.
I'm very confident. I'm going to win the AFC Championship. Watch this. Mm. Hey.
Oh,
watch
no.
this.
Well, I mean, do I hit a buzzer?
No, we're not going to jump
No, I'm not
going to
go 5 minutes
that.
Long like you two did.
Well.
Funny.
When you tap into a
I'm
character.
Done. I'm done. I've
no,
got
no,
leg
no,
I've got
it.
Leg muscles for days.
Ooh, okay.
I've got calves, strong calves.
Hey, do some character work. He's from Alabama. Give it a little twang. A little twang. Little twang.
Hey. Hey. Hey, here, watch me.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Benetta
stop,
exposed.
Stop. You're making my you're making my mouth turn. Hey, look at here, boy.
I don't want your life.
I'm going to win. We're going to the AFC Championship, boy.
Oh, my God.
We're going to win Super Bowl, boy.
Evan McPherson, everybody.
Yay.
Hey.
That was my favorite.
As you can tell, sorry. Rachel's done a lot of improv work.
You
sad
been
because
movies.
I have.
Some movies. You've been in a film, a short film.
I've been in a movie before, yes.
Yeah.
An indie film where
really?
I had to cry.
Wow.
Yeah.
good actress.
What's the name of the film so people can look it up?
When Mark found out that we were hiring you at the NFL, he actually immediately went back and watched everything you've ever been in.
Creepy.
Erica, would
not
you
true.
Like to try?
Just
sure.
True.
Just fictional.
All right, pass Erica the Marshall's okay. hat.
Hey, it's like really nice.
By the way, my mom, the Marshall's mom story, that led to some abandonment issues in my life. So on our podcast,
we
share
to hear
some
story
things.
Again?
No, I'm just saying,
time?
Like you said it wasn't a good story, but it meant something to me. Go ahead.
All right, I got it. Everybody always says that I was the boy genius, but I've lost my touch, or I'm getting a little too timid when it comes to play calling, or I'm not playing. Nobody talks to Sean McVay while he's thinking.
Sorry.
Okay? And I took my team to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Okay? It was Bill Belichick and these Patriots, and it was a really great defensive showing. I mean, the score was so low, people were talking
sucked.
About it forever. And now I'm back, and I'm in my town, and I'm in my
whose house?
City. And
he
I'm
doesn't
in
even get his own parking spot.
My house. And yet, you know what? I took my shirt off during Hard Knocks, and everyone faulted me for it.
Rosé in the pool.
But now, look bad. Who's laughing now. I'm going to be shirtless after this game, too.
Wow.
Heading to the streets. They're going to be throwing a parade.
Can I get a raspier voice?
They're going to be throwing a parade in my voice, in my name. I'm going to hit that club, Delilah. I'm going to go out with OBJ. I'm going to put Dippity Doo in my hair. And I'm dating a model. My life is perfect. It's only missing this one thing.
Shoot.
Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, wow. Good Lord.
I have a couple good ones in here. Before we say goodbye to Rachel, I want to give one out. I'm going to – actually, do you guys want to pick one for Rachel to do?
Yeah.
Put her on the spot again? All right, here are the options.
A method actor.
Guys, I could barely do a Southern accent on demand
Al,
here.
Al Michaels.
Oh, yeah. I kind of want
geez,
that.
Little
Lou Amaruno.
Welcome to the green room.
No. Eminem. Zach Taylor.
Well, I put that back
oh, you
in
put
there.
It back
Why
in.
Would you put it back in?
I don't know how
the first time wasn't great. Why would you?
All right. Well, I don't know how the game works.
Matt Stafford.
I don't know how the game works.
The Omicron variant.
Kelly Stafford. How about Kelly Stafford?
I think either Omicron or
Omicron.
Eminem. Omicron or Eminem would be good.
And like also this last one. I didn't put this one in. It says Erica's 30th birthday is Thursday.
I could do this. Okay.
You want to just do that?
No.
It's my 30th birthday. Does anybody have any White Claw surges? Because that's all I drink.
Yeah, it does.
I've definitely
surge yourself
heard that before.
I don't know what you were saying at the bar that one time. It was something close to that, and that's embarrassing.
And I kept going, back to you, Jim.
Do you want to pick one for Rachel?
No, that was good. What, we're going to just keep having her do one after one.
I don't think anybody needs to hear more.
Eminem would have been fun.
All right.
Or the Omicron variant.
It's over.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Rachel Benetta.
Always a blast.
Benched with Benetta, NFL Network. She's going to be all over.
Will you guys come on my podcast one time?
Hey, well, I think we've cleared that up, yes.
By the way, the setup text to you was, how about a home and home?
Yeah, but I just figured you guys were doing a million things.
I was sitting
I don't
next
like
to
asking people
time.
For favors.
Like, I was literally next to you while you recorded your whole show.
No, we'd love to be on your
just
show.
Just sitting over there.
Yes. Let them think
cool.
we're doing
I
a million
will,
things. It's not the case.
We're here.
Oh, that light.
What? Oh, my gosh. What?
But everything.
Are y'all trying to kill
everything
me?
Everything has to line up perfectly for us to do
okay,
your show.
You can come on my show. Jeez.
All right. There she goes. Rachel Benetta.
I'm going now.
There
bye
she goes. Ah, oh, the Super Bowl.
I want to hear Dan B. Al Michaels, though.
Okay. Really Dan B. Al.
It is a Al. Big, it's a big moment.
What does Al Michaels sound like, by the way? Al Michaels.
I saw that, actually, and it was faced up, and I was like, I'm not taking that on because I have no idea. You're going to need to sound like him, and I have no idea how to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't want to do it, then. If we're not gifted voice impressionists.
I could do
Pacey Witter from Dawson's Creek. Dawson.
What about Chris Collinsworth, like Mr.
Really
Folksy?
Well.
Oh, yeah. Era. Cuban Missile Crisis averted. Era.
All right. Well, he's not a robot, but okay.
Let's take a break and hit the news.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't have a workout and go and post it on Instagram the next day and then go and sit on your butt for 4 days and everyone thinks you're working hard, but you're really not. You know, work in silence. Don't show everybody what you're doing. You know, let your game on Friday nights and Saturday nights and Sunday nights show all the hard work that you put in. Don't worry about all that social media stuff.
Oh! Sounds familiar.
That is Joe Burrow. Will he be a legend of the Midwest by Sunday night? Is he already? These are all questions. It's a grand story, isn't it? Every NFL season is just a long, winding narrative, and it comes to an end with Bengals-Rams. And don't forget, coming up later this week, we got three shows and an NFL Network program later in the week. But we got three shows, and Mark will, after I have collapsed in the playoffs in the Pick'em Challenge, the Lock Challenge, it is Mark's right in a deadlock tie to choose the winner in his mind, and I will go as a noble man into a lock-off. There will be no tie.
I mean, that's your words, noble.
There will be no tie.
Like, that feels like the opposite of noble, that you're just giving up on making any choice, and you're probably not backing the Bengals and robbing yourself of
enjoyment.
What do
you mean? I might be backing the Bengals. No. I have to see what Mark's picking.
I'm fine with the plan. When we had a potential tie scenario during Patriots-Eagles, you had caught up to me and picked first that time. So at least it is sort of, to your words, a home and home. And by the way, Nick Westling, who we saw this weekend, was very forceful with the concept that he's only one behind me. So if things went south, he could wind up somewhere else. There could be a three-way tie for in the end.
And Nick, who,
go with the Rams,
Nick fell to me 21-17 in cornhole at Lakeisha and West Manor. Just want to put that out there. But Nick was hoping to come in through the back door and get a tie. That would mean that Mark and I would both lock up, hypothetically, the Bengals, and then Westling comes in and locks up the Rams, and then the Rams win, and it's a three-way tie. No, Nick. Thanks for playing. You're not getting a share of the trophy.
It was a tad far-fetched.
It comes down to Sessler and I, and I'll let fate handle it. Hands are washed. It's lame. Mark's decision.
Lame. It's like a picks competition, and well, listen, hey, I'm so Mr. bad at making picks. I
four
give up
games
my
under 500.
Doesn't matter. I got.
Why does it Mike even
I've
on
got,
for you?
I've got the back to back solo trophies. You're still looking for your first solo trophy, so I know what it's like to get to the end. And you make your own pick. You're gonna want to make your own.
Greg,
pick.
You are a voice clinging to the past.
You are very absolutely. Very much like the Patriots. There was something there.
Yes,
it was special, but that is gone and over. Let the two men vying for the title work things out. I don't
right or like the Tennessee Titans here during Super Bowl week offering their opinion on how the game
just
should,
doesn't
you know,
feel
unfold. Please,
yes, they will be probably here on Radio Row getting paid by certain sponsors.
Well, I think in fact
Ryan
we are
Tannehill,
speaking with Derrick Henry. So.
Yeah, we'll be you know plugging vitamin water later this week.
Yes, we'll have guests. We'll have previews. Breaking down the game, but let's get into the news.
Barry Sanders right there. See? I mean, like, people are
how about that?
People are here.
Sanders looks the same.
Pretty cool.
How could Sanders play 12 years in the NFL on AstroTurf, taking 270 carries a year, and be 54 and look younger than I do? That doesn't seem fair, but I guess he's an all-time athlete.
That's part of the
right.
equation.
Right, it's not a normal. Yeah. It's not a normal.
Like he's an all-time. Like the guy that is 12 feet away from us right now is one of the greatest football players to ever walk the earth.
See, don't let that magic wash off you, Dan. Like the 12-year-old Danny boy would be very impressed with what's happening right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
I'm just trying. That is one of the fun things of Super Bowl week is. You see all these people.
And had Greg ever been 12, he would have similar feelings.
I love me some Barry Sanders because my team at the time was so bad. I put myself on other teams, too, because you had to enjoy, you know, watching other teams. Barry Sanders and Randall Cunningham, I would say, were the two most exciting players of their era. Come on.
All right. Let's get into the news. Yes, the coaching carousel, the personnel carousel is slowing to a near stop. The Houston Texans have filled their head coach vacancy after much hand-wringing internally, promoting defensive coordinator Lovie Smith to head coach. Josh McCown, once again, was in the picture. David Culley never seemed to have a chance and when he was let go, despite doing some positive things. So they bring in Lovie Smith, who obviously had some really nice moments in the early tenure with the Bears, but that's 10 years ago. I think it's something, Greg, you right off the top, especially where we are now, what's going on in the league, the hiring of a black coach is a good thing. If you're a Texans fan hoping for a hire that excites you, I don't know if that's Lovie Smith.
Well, because of the process that they took to get to Lovie Smith. I actually think you could make the argument that Lovie Smith is a guy that could be hired again. He's that many games over 500. You know, they haven't been good in Chicago since he was gone. The one year he had in Tampa, people kind of forget that he is a two-time head coach. You know, they went from 3 wins to 6 wins or whatever. Like, he's not an exciting head coach, but he's a normal head coach hiring. The reason it doesn't smash past the smell test is because he wasn't one of their finalists and because he was in the building all last year and never once was he brought up as a potential future head coach. So then you get into this setting of we've got 3 finalists for the job. One of them is Jonathan Gannon, the Eagles defensive coordinator. He's not going to get it, apparently. The other two are Josh McCown and Brian Flores. Brian Flores, who has a track record with Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby from the Patriots. The lawsuit from Brian Flores drops after the interview. The other one is Josh McCown, who many insiders who seem to always have a good beat on the Texans, I don't know if that's your guy Easterby, Mark, or not, really believe that was going to get the job, Josh McCown. The Flores suit happens, and suddenly it doesn't seem palatable to hire Josh McCown as a head coach in the NFL. And so you give the job to Lovie Smith, and this is, again, just me surmising, and they push back against this idea. But you conducted a very public head coaching search, and not at one point was Lovie Smith ever believed to be part of it. So it's not that hard to put one and one together, and it just, to me, is unfortunate because this Texans organization has kind of been a mess for the last couple of years, and this feels like a continuation of it.
Nick Caserio didn't even forcefully acknowledged that Lovie Smith would be back as defensive coordinator after the season. I think Greg nailed it. I mean, you learn a lot about these teams during these head coaching searches, how the process goes out, what information comes out, what it reveals about them. I have to look at this and wonder, like, is this essentially Lovie Smith being lined up for another transition type year where, you know, next offseason they go get the guy they really wanted? I mean, Jack Easterby at this point is on to his third head coach, and if you count Bill O'Brien, third GM in a very short tenure. What I think the Texans have revealed themselves to be, and it's a surprise to no one, is a disorganized mess. And, I mean, I don't think that Lovie Smith is a bad candidate necessarily, but for him to come out of the atmosphere this way speaks volumes about what Houston's doing.
I'm with you, and if that is what this is, it's another placeholder hire. We'll see. We don't really know. But all I can tell you is this. It's a uninspiring hire. It's rare for a guy to get a third job absent some type of, like, Super Bowl title or something that really sterling on his resume.
He did take Rex Grossman to the Super Bowl.
Okay. That was a long ass time ago.
That's almost like winning a Super Bowl if you made it to a Super Bowl.
It was a great
Rex
defense
Grossman.
And he deserves credit for that. But he went 8-24 with Tampa Bay, and I know we don't follow it very closely. He goes to college, and for Illinois, he goes 17-39 over 5 years, gets fired there, and then their defense was ranked 31st last year. And it's just like, okay, we hire Lovie Smith? Okay.
I thought that it's interesting because I actually thought their defense was pretty well coached. DVOA, stuff like EPA, stuff like that, they were closer to average after their bye
week
and had no personnel. But that, to me, it's all sort of beside the point to the process, which felt like a joke. And you can't give the benefit of the doubt to this organization because of what's happened over the last handful of years. So when it looks like something and it feels like something and the McNairs – you know, step up and they hire Lovie Smith in this way. Like, we'll see. When Ian Rappaport put out the report that Lovie Smith's going to be their coach for 2022, it really felt like the 4-2022 thing wasn't put there accidentally, in that maybe it's going to be McCown in the future. Who really knows? But it sort of just was so fitting today during the press conference that they couldn't even get through that without an embarrassing moment.
I would say the last few weeks with a number of different candidates, and that was pretty fluid. I think this process in and of itself is very fluid, and we have got a fire.
But yeah, you do.
Don't use the elevators.
Yeah. Harbinger of doom.
Very emblematic, though.
Yes. All right. So that's what's happening with the Texans. We have another hire to share. Time for news and notes presented by Upwork, where you can build the team that will build your business. Learn more at Upwork. The Miami Dolphins, they have a new head coach, Mike McDaniel, the 49ers offensive coordinator, gets the big chair in Miami. This is a hire that, Mark, I think a lot of people see as a positive. McDaniel is someone that Kyle Shanahan has brought everywhere he's gone for years. It was his first year as offensive coordinator this season, and San Francisco obviously is a team with Shanahan there that is, you know, people look at their offense as something to get behind. So McDaniel, known as a bright mind, do you like this hire for the Dolphins?
I do. I think, like, I'm preordained to kind of love this coach on some level, and I have for a couple years. And I think, if anything, I mean, we get that the Dolphins are a bit of a they're going through a lot right now, and we don't even know, you know, ownership on down, what will happen down the road for Miami.
Mike Jones, let's go. What's up?
All right.
That's your boy, Mark.
Here's the thing. Like, did you see him FaceTiming with Tua on the airplane?
No, I didn't.
So the thing about him, I just think that, like, what I like about the hire in general is
that Wi-Fi that allowed him to FaceTime on the plane? Is that some private jet stuff?
He was on the Ross jet. So
is that unusual? But it's the first thing he did. Like, he
substandard Wi-Fi typically, but I guess he wasn't flying commercial.
I don't think he was. Yeah. I don't think he wasn't packed in like some, you know, like this wasn't like an American
Airlines.
Can't even
watch Netflix on a standard Wi-Fi signal.
I mean, that is what we should be digging into here.
Okay, go ahead.
This aspect of it. I'm just saying, I think it's great for Tua. The Dolphins have not had like a top 10 offense in like 25 years, and they've had issues all over the place on that side of the ball, and this is why you hire him. I mean, like, I like the move. Now, he didn't call plays in San Francisco, but I will go back to that anecdote that when we were hanging out with those Niners coaches, that they were coming out of the woodwork saying this dude is like genius level, outside the box thinker. He connects with players. I know that he doesn't sound maybe like your typical head coach soundbite wise. I don't care. That's what I like about it. They went out. They went and did something a little bit different here.
Mike Jones, let's go.
Now, do you know the Mike Jones reference, like the song that sort of playing to, Mark? Because I know you're a little older than Mike McDaniels too.
You know, Greg, I'm not even going to, like, do you understand that if you said that to someone else in our company, you would be taken in a body bag to HR?
Yeah. Oh, report take Greg.
I absolutely
that
will.
That would be an awesome subplot of the show.
I promise you that I am going to report Greg for ageism after this.
That would be amazing.
I think
initially.
It was a fair question, the Mike Jones question.
You think it was
Mike
fair.
Wait,
you think
we,
it was.
Ricky, Mike can Jones. We, after the complaint is formally filed, can we, when they book the conference room for like the deposition or however it works, can we get the podcast equipment in there and do a show?
Now that'd be good.
Okay, yeah.
Great off-season content.
I assuming that Dan and Erica will back me on this.
I want to see all the facts laid out. But can I just say something?
Mike Jones sort of falls in a netherworld. I'm not really.
Don't try to slither out of this.
Can I just say, is it a little bit odd? And I understand 32 big chairs and every job is hard to get, and if you have the opportunity to take a job, you take a job, and who doesn't want to play down in Miami or coach down in Miami? But Mike McDaniel, a guy who is a hot name, given everything that's happening in the news around the Dolphins, is this really what you just heard from the previous head coach about ownership, the allegations there? Given the fact, think about this, we don't know how things are going to play out with say the allegations about tanking. Like, what if that led to losing your first round pick for 3 years? Like, all this stuff.
Or losing, or the ownership changing.
Right. Like, that, the guy it's perilous. That. It's perilous waters.
I wonder, and now here's a conspiracy theory. Greg, I'll throw it to you on this. I wonder if McDaniel, who is obviously a smart guy, had the same potential misgivings, and Stephen Ross was, hey, but FYI, Deshaun Watson's going to be your quarterback. Like something to really spice that, up that the is, job a little bit.
That is quite a conspiracy.
And by
theory.
The way, and again, this is all just based on the allegations. If Tom Brady was hypothetically on a yacht, is Deshaun Watson somebody, were there any communications? Is there more that the Dolphins have connected on that situation than anybody knows at this time?
The Watson question is going to be a big one throughout the offseason. The thing is, nothing's changed there. And by the way, that Lovie Smith job feels temporary in part because they're going to have $50 million in dead money on their cap if and when they trade Deshaun Watson. But to answer your question, Mark, Dan, I think he would probably take it regardless. You don't need a conspiracy theory. A, because you believe in yourself. And B, because he comes from relative, pretty humble background. And it changes his family's life forever. And you can say that you're going to have chances down the road to be a head coach or not, but it's not just getting a raise; it's getting a tenfold.
Oh,
raise.
I understand that, Greg. But if he believes in himself, he's not going to take a job a year early, fearing he'll never get another opportunity. Like if he truly believes in his potential, it just feels like.
I get it. I don't know. I think you
concerns here.
I think just trying to put yourself in that sort of shoes, not just a tenfold raise, but someone that you change your family's life forever, and there's no guarantee for that in the future. And you do believe in yourself, so you believe that you can improve this Dolphins team. Now, I see a very tricky transition. They've put so many resources into an offensive line that has really struggled. It's terrible. And in theory, that's what McDaniel brings you is coaching that can fix the offensive line.
He was the run game coordinator.
Like, he's the run game coordinator. Yeah. That's sort of, Shanahan's tree is known for taking a little and making a lot with your offensive line, and that kind of fits with Tua. But, man, if you look at all the moves they've made in the last few years, it's all for, like, a Flores-style defense and a Belichick-style offense, and, like, that's a hard transition, and that could take years, and there's draft picks, and they've spent all this money in weird places that it's not going to be easy, I don't think, for them.
It can take years, but we're days away from a Super Bowl featuring a Rams team that flipped around rapidly, immediately under Sean McVay, from being one of the more dull visual experiments out there under the previous coaching staff. and a Bengals team that was totally disregarded for decades and a mess 2 years ago. I think if anything, if you believe in the coach, you believe in the transformation that comes with it.
And I'm just saying those teams don't potentially have the handicaps that this team could have if things break a certain way.
They don't. There's another world where this building. With the lawsuit stuff. I just think if you're McDaniel, do you shy away from what could be a very good job a couple years from now because of that? I think it's choppy waters.
He weighed. Obviously, we don't need to speculate that. I'm sure he weighed the pros and cons.
Yeah, I would imagine he had a little list with
Chris Greer. The GM has been there in some capacity for almost 20 years now too, and a lot of coaches have come and gone. So there is definitely, I think, some buyer beware. But I think if you're a Dolphins fan, you got to be excited. Like, do the show with Andrew Hawkinson. He said years ago, this is the best coach I've ever been under, period. At any position, any place, Mike McDaniel, I think, is like the sharpest. And you just look at the influence that coaching staff back in Washington has. I mean, McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Matt LaFleur, and Mike McDaniel was also on that staff. It is really wild.
He's going to be the hype bunny hire of this cycle.
Yeah.
And a lot of, like you're saying, everyone that's ever been in contact with him sees him as a really bright guy. Now, it's a lot different when you're in the big chair. I don't know if he's going to call plays or what. We'll see. But Dolphins fans are probably feeling good, but there's a lot of unsure times.
Tua's got to be happy, unless he gets, like, booted.
Go watch that FaceTime phone call. Like, I think he'll be very happy.
I can't believe the Wi-Fi.
Well, no, that's the whole. That's the A storyline, yeah, but the B storyline was the conversation,
like,
which was
newsflash. The ultra rich live differently than us. Stephen Ross has got that nice Wi-Fi on the plane. He's got
just
some problems, but he's got the
fully
Wi-Fi.
Orange with the bleached teeth,
veneers,
like big choppers.
Yeah,
I'll know. That was News and Notes presented by Upwork, the world's work marketplace. Learn more at Upwork.com. Let's take a break and get into another hire.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. Saints hire Dennis Allen. They promote Dennis Allen, I should say. Allen, 49 years old. It always seemed like this is where this was headed after Sean Payton announced he was stepping away after a decade and a half on the job. This is the final head coaching vacancy filled. I know the hire of O'Connell with Los Angeles and Vikings, that has to wait till after the game. But, yes, they're all set now with this hire. Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator for a long time, did have a head coach tenure going 4-12 and 4-12 with the Raiders before an 0-4-14 and getting canned. Now he gets another shot on another team that has a lot of work to do here, Mark.
I don't dislike the hire, though, because I think this was about continuity. Like, you've already got New Orleans probably culture-wise has one of the better things going on, and I think that Dennis Allen, who Sean Payton in his farewell news conference, which went on for roughly 7.5 hours, name-dropped Allen as, like, the guy he recommended, highly recommended to take over the job as a candidate. And he's been groomed for this. The Oakland job was messy, but he also was stuck with, like, Matt Flynn and Matt Schaub in those situations. And, I mean, if you go back and look at some of the reporting around his tenure, I know the record was bad, but people thought that he did a good job in the locker room with the players. So I just think it's just, like, continuity. It's the same staff. It's the same culture. I think someone like Pete Carmichael Jr., who's been there forever, takes over an offense that should look similar. So I don't know. I mean, does it set the table for, like, Sean Payton to come back at some point?
Oh, I don't.
I don't think so at this point. But I think this is keeping the Saints to some degree.
My question, yeah, this isn't like a Bounty Gate situation. I think he's going to the Cowboys. Let's be honest. But I think the question I ask, you mentioned, like, the culture there is a healthy culture. Well, how much of that was tied directly to Sean Payton? Like, what does this team look like without Payton there? Is there really a good culture anymore?
I'm curious who their offensive coordinator will be. Pete Carmichael was with Sean Payton, I believe, the entire time, which is wild, and was the offensive coordinator for most of that time. So if you promote Carmichael and they're not saying what they're going to do, there's some buzz that after interviewing Eric Bieniemy for the head coaching job that they might try to get Bieniemy for the offensive coordinator job, because Bieniemy's contract with Kansas City is up, and there's some uncertainty about what's going to happen there. I think it's okay that they hired Dennis Allen. Their defense is awesome, and they're going to try to retain that, but that's clearly what they were going for. Jeff Duncan, who's been there forever, said that Mickey Loomis was looking for two main criteria, one or the other, either head coaching experience or familiarity with the Saints system.
Got both.
And he had them both, and Duncan really hammered the point home that they don't think that they're going to blow up their roster. So we may look at the $75 million they're over the cap right now and think, like, oh, that's problematic.
Did you say $75 billion? I believe that too.
They're literally, this is not an exaggeration, they are $75 million. There's only like three teams over the cap. They're one of them, and they're $75 million. And Teron Armstead's a free agent, and Marcus Williams is a free agent. Many good players. They believe they're going to keep this defense together. They believe they're going to get Michael Thomas back. They have to find a quarterback. I think Jameis Winston probably the leader in the clubhouse, but who knows? But they think that they're somehow going to keep this together, and Dennis Allen is the guy to do that.
That was my next question. Like, what do you guys think? Who's going to be the quarterback here? I can't remember where I read it. Maybe it was ESPN.com. They were trying to figure out coaching carousel or quarterback carousel. And quarterback carousel. And someone, they throw out the Bucks re-signing Jameis Winston. I was like, that would be wild.
There was a report that they're open to it because Jason Light kind of loves Jameis Winston. He drafted him. I think they left on good terms, and they might not be able to do any better. But that would be silly. I think it is worth noting, though, Dennis Allen was probably.
Well, it is worth noting. You're into that part of the.
I'm just saying. I think if you were making a list of the best three defensive coordinators in the league over the last 3 years, he would be on that list. So.
That was worth noting, I will say.
I think
that was their weakness for so long previous to him. So.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Feels like he's a transition hire to me.
He's going
to
call plays.
And then we'll see. Like, it's like, okay, Sean Payton's gone. Dennis Allen's been a good soldier for 7 years. Let's give him the job and see how the next year goes.
Well, you get some of the embers of the success sometimes. Jim Caldwell almost won a Super Bowl, people forget, in Indianapolis.
14-0.
George Seifert, like, no one really respects him, won a Super Bowl. Or two. I think he might have won two. Like, sometimes it works. You bring in the next guy.
Sorry, I just drifted off thinking about when the Colts are 14-0 and they decided to rest starters instead of go for 16-0, and then they didn't even win the Super Bowl either.
Those teams were extremely annoying to me.
It worked out.
Tom Brady's doing that? No.
They were against the Jets in week 16, and they were like, all right, Peyton's going to play for a half, and then we're going to put him on ice. And then they blew that game, lost the next week, went to the Super Bowl, but then got beat by the Saints.
See how it all
tied back together.
Very poetic.
You thought it was just going down a Jets wormhole.
No, it could go anywhere.
Or
Wi-Fi's
just anywhere,
broken.
Just
like
a
happening.
Wide open thread. No. Tied it up. All right, the Jaguars, they have a coach. I guess it ended well. They got Doug Peterson. They have a Super Bowl winning head coach. He won the big game. See, we don't have to say the big game like everyone else seemingly around Super Bowl week. We have the rights to it as the NFL.
I can say Super Bowl anytime Super Bowl, I want, Super even Bowl, on shows that...
You can?
Right. Even on shows I'm not supposed to, I didn't get punished for it. I mean, that's the ultimate. I'm glad I said it.
You
now.
Are a bad boy. I mean, that's another example of why Greg cannot be held down by anyone or anything.
No, he's too volatile, too dangerous. You don't know what's going to come out
leather
of his
jacket
mouth.
Always.
Right, but I came to you at the beginning before we started the show, and I was like, I think I should make a formal apology to the listeners, to everyone. But then Greg bringing it up later, kind of a douchey move, right? Saying, I can say whatever I want, and... I mean, I already apologize.
I've learned from children. If you don't punish them immediately, then they'll just think they have a green light to do whatever they want.
Well, I don't know. I hope Child Services isn't listening.
Yeah, well, exactly. Greg has a lot of complaints filed against him over the last 40, 50 minutes.
Yeah, my kids could, or you could have a lot of complaints about me as a parent. Being a taskmaster would not be one of them.
All right, let's get to it. Doug Peterson fell out of favor with the Eagles after that amazing Super Bowl victory a few years back. But... he's a guy that has a proven track record. He helped develop Carson Wentz into a star, however briefly that was. But
I'm pissed off, Angelo.
Yeah, he's pissed off no more because he is now the head coach of the Jaguars. And he gets, yes, he joins an organization in flux, an organization where you have to have some questions. Trent Baalke's still there, but maybe now Rick Spielman is entering the building to displace Baalke on some level. There's still questions around this organization, but at the end of the day, Mark, if you're Doug Peterson – I'm back in a big chair. I'm making a ton of money, a butt ton of money, and Trevor Lawrence, still a generational prospect. You basically get a redo for him in second year of his rookie deal.
Yeah, I think it's like if you're Shad Khan, you don't want to go through the drama of wondering if the next guy you hire is going to be learning on the job and fumbling and bumbling on the job the way that Urban Meyer did in like massive scope. I mean, this guy, he's been around the block. I think it's like a quarterback-centric move. Zach Berman from The Athletic, who covered the Eagles forever, talked about Peterson. And I think that, you know, last year what happened, obviously the shine was off Doug Peterson because that was such a disastrous season for the Eagles, where you can kind of forget what happened before and how quickly he helped their offense and what they did. I mean, they went to a height the Eagles had never gone to. But Zach Berman talked about him having kind of emotional intelligence, someone that works really well with other coaches that doesn't need to kind of always be the smartest guy in the room or the center of attention. And I with this hiring cycle, it's like, all right, Doug Peterson, like, I don't know, he doesn't move the needle maybe in your mind.
He didn't for the Jaguars, right? Because he wasn't one of the finalists.
But I think,
revisited him after
but these are the guys,
didn't work out.
These are the guys that, like, 2 or 3 years from now...
I don't think they'll admit that.
He could be the most successful of the coaches. I mean, also, I think it helps to the... I'm pissed off, Angelo. You're not dealing with raging AM Philly talk radio. You're dealing with Jacksonville, which is a softer media market. There's time here to grow it. I don't think Shad Khan wants a one-and-done scenario ever again.
It's a good
hire. Yeah.
I know some people will say, well, you know, when Doug Peterson was at his height, Frank Reich was with him. I get all that. I just think there is some real success, recent success, and the fact that he did help develop Wentz. Now you have a grown-up in the room who is motivated, a proven NFL guy, to get with Trevor Lawrence. They had to get, I thought, not necessarily an outside-the-box hire for this. I think he kind of fits the category of what made sense for this move. So we'll see.
I agree. In the end, they got there. It just, again, the process doesn't make you feel great if you're a Jaguars fan. Two of the other finalists.
But do you care ultimately? I know that. I agree with you, but like, this
I do.
Is where they came
I
down.
Do, because this is like what you said as a Jets fan when the process was bad to get Gase. And I think what a lot of fans do to convince themselves when the process was bad, because it didn't take away what the problem is here, which is that they keep having new coaches every couple of years, that the ownership hasn't made great decisions. I think Peterson stabilizes things. He's hiring Mike McCoy as the Jaguars quarterback coach. McCoy has not been in the league since 2018. He's supposedly going to bring in Press Taylor, who was an assistant in Philadelphia under Peterson, who was kind of scapegoated. So when that went sideways and he's been out of the league, he's getting his guys back together, and you could certainly do worse. But the fact that the reporting indicates it was Byron Leftwich's job. He just didn't want to work with Trent Baalke. I don't know.
No, it's not.
That worries me that Nathaniel Hackett and Eberflus was the guys that they first wanted, and they ended
up going
elsewhere.
I'm not saying it's like all's well that ends well, but there is an element of, well, at least they didn't botch it with a really suspect hire. You know,
it's not the Texans.
Right. And I don't know, is the Spielman deal done? Because he's a respected guy that really I thought was a good team builder in Minnesota. I think a big part of this, if you are a Jaguars fan, it's like, we got to get Balke out of a central role as a team builder here. Maybe Spielman comes in, he's a wheeler and dealer with experience. Maybe things come together quickly if Lawrence develops. It's going to be
Shad Khan did indicate an executive level hire, which has to get approved by the league because they're adding a level above Trent Baalke is coming, and everyone assumes that's Rick Spielman. He said, no, Baalke was part of the press conference. That was what was weird, and Baalke is staying.
Ridiculous.
They said that over and over. But
Baalke has a series of Polaroids that would be disturbing to some.
He's fired four coaches in 4 years.
Alluring to others.
It is wild. Sure. They are reportedly also hiring Mike Caldwell as defensive coordinator. Mike Caldwell was a defensive assistant with the Bucs last year, the linebacker.
How about this? Hire MJD.
Ooh.
I like that.
Our buddy. Hire him. See what happens.
Mike Caldwell, a former Browns player, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm on board with it, maybe.
All right. Let's guess what? Some say it's early. Some say it's too early. I say it's time to celebrate a trope alert landing early. Super Bowl
trope
week.
Alert.
Trope alert.
Trope alert. Trope alert. Trope alert.
Everybody? Hold on to your butts, because Kyler Murray unfollowed the Cardinals and removed all Arizona Cardinals-related content from his social media. Greg, in the 2020s NFL, that is akin to filing divorce papers with your team 75% of the time. And don't we know whether it's Jalen Ramsey or Odell Beckham or Jamal Adams or name this player or that player. When a player now decides he doesn't want to be somewhere anymore, he gone. I'm getting ahead of this because there is a glaring hole, a vacancy in this offseason landscape for a true superstar quarterback to say, I want to go, there. Maybe Kyler Murray and his agent were like, we could be that guy in this landscape. I'm ahead of myself here, Greggy, but I like it.
I like it, too, because it's like, hey, we see you, Russell Wilson, humming and hawing. Oh, Russell Wilson wants to check out what's out there.
Say humming and hawing?
Hemming and hawing. It's like, we know what you're trying to do. You're trying to have your cake and eat it, too,
guy.
Russell Wilson. I'm Kyler Murray. I'm just going to put my stance out there.
Right, jump in the pool.
I don't know if I can go so far there. He did delete all of his posts on Instagram, except for two.
That's the playbook.
One of them was from the Pro Bowl. And one of them was from 4 years ago at Oklahoma. So that's very confusing. People are saying, like, well, he deleted all his Cardinal stuff. Well, he deleted everything. It seems to be a way to send a message. You are absolutely right. And the fact that he was such a highly sought-after baseball player and many believed that he loves baseball more than football adds a fun
little wrinkle into it. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Mark, you might want to get on that Baseball Weekly beat from 96 if Kyler Murray goes back to
That's just like a little leverage, if nothing else, that he has.
I could seamlessly shift back to that job without any issues.
Where's Brady Anderson? Well, Mark, he retired 27 years ago.
He is 51 years old. Like, I am with you, Dan.
Chris Hoyles.
I'm leaning into this, that this is something that triggers issues. I think, number one, they have till early May to slap the fifth-year option on him. Of course they're going to do that. I mean, like, some people have talked to people inside the Cardinals organization. They're like, this was news to them. They don't know of any discord, but I just assume that there is discord. I'm just going to assume that there are problems.
We had a beefy back and forth after the wild card game where Kyler Murray no-showed, the offense no-showed, the Cardinals no-showed, and I imagine them being so impotent as an attack in the last 7 weeks. Perhaps there is more to this story, and maybe Kyler blames Cliff. And if Cliff ain't going anywhere, maybe Kyler's like, I ain't sticking around. It got some juice here. The baseball thing.
And it just got me to follow him, too. I just was thinking, well, I should now follow Kyler Murray.
Maybe that was the end game there. Get Greg Rosenthal to follow me on social media.
I wasn't saying that, but I'm saying he's certainly going to get a lot of follows based off of this. I'm sure I wasn't the only one. I bet he's gotten like 100,000 follows. Because people now are like, oh, yeah, I better be tracking this.
Right. Let's head to the blotter. We have an offseason arrest. It's a big name. Alvin Kamara. Arrested in Las Vegas for battery resulting in substantial bodily harm. This is a situation. The all-pro Saints running back was out partying, I guess, for Pro Bowl week. Pro Bowl was in Vegas,
before,
right?
The Pro Bowl, the night before. Yeah.
And there was an incident in a lobby outside one of those nightclubs in one of the big casinos, and there's a guy who got a beat down, and the police believe that Kamara was actively involved. There's some video that and witnesses that point to Kamara here, so he's going to go through the legal process, and this is something to watch. Obviously it's an assault, and it could lead to both substantial legal issues and even a suspension from football. So this is not a good Alvin Kamara story, but one to track nonetheless.
They should have videos because of where it was in the hotel. You do, in circumstances like this, with a player like Kamara, who's earned some equity in terms of what he's done in the community and the fact that he's kind of always around the people, you do think of that. The NFL players are often targets in situations like this, but we'll see. It'll play out.
Right. Yes. We'll see. I'll leave it at that. And finally in the news, Tom Brady, he's got a podcast. And he's making news. The podcast is making news a little bit late, but only if his career actually isn't over. Appearing on the Let's Go podcast. See, I didn't even have to look that up because it's gotten so much buzz lately.
It's on fire.
On Monday night, he was asked, I assume, by Jim Gray. The great,
safe assumption,
infamous,
I think.
Jim Gray. If he'd consider coming out of retirement, Brady said, you never say never. I want to propose something to you guys. Because the spirit of my sandwich prop was that I just can't see Tom retiring. Like, he's such a competitor. He's got so much ability. Still, will you give me a year?
What? Before you owe the sandwich?
Yeah.
He's retired.
Will you extend it?
He's retired. What I'll do is, if you want to double or nothing it, if you want to put in an extra sandwich that he doesn't play at all throughout the season, Or you get it back and
no,
there's...
I'm not going to double it. I'm going to put sandwiches on it.
I'm saying we'll owe you two sandwiches ultimately if he comes back. If he doesn't, then
just
you owe us double.
Just asking for an extension, that's all.
No, we're not changing the rules after
what
this.
I'm so confused right now.
My wager was that he was not retiring. He was not leaving football, okay? Now, he is retired, but he's opened the door. Did you hear the beginning of the news setup here, Mark?
No, I know the story.
He said, never say never. So if he announces next February, I'm back.
I don't think he continues to play,
then the spirit of the wager.
He did retire, though. I mean, that was...
Did he file his papers?
He didn't use the word in his post. He said stepping away.
Has he filed papers?
I don't understand why an extension hurts. If you honestly feel your take remains valid, that he's done, and once he thought about it,
can
it
we
was
table
over.
That and think
the
about
point
it?
The point was he going to retire, sure. And he did. He did the little thing. I am concerned, though, as a
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, that's why you don't want the extension.
And a fan of sandwiches, which I never tend to get, if he's already talking like this, because I did listen to a clip of it. The more you listen to it, it was like, oh, man, he's like had a week. He's already... like sounding like he already misses it. He's like,
what did I tell you?
You never know what challenges are going to pop up. And it's like, 1 week at home already did that for you.
What did I say at two separate programs about the Tom Brady thing that I simply dismiss the idea that he's going to, this is someone from the neck up who like his livelihood, his passion has been seeking like mountaintop experiences.
I'm totally with you.
4 days at home. He's probably like, I love being around my family, but this is not going to fulfill Tom Brady.
Or he didn't
like
all the retirement stuff, like after watching his own funeral on TV for a week.
Or
he was kind of like, oh, I don't like this feeling.
How quickly do you become bored if you're Tom Brady in this situation? It's like they don't.
I just feel like it's not as, the prop is not as cut and dry as you
I'm willing to table it and think about it. I have to unpack everything that's happening. It's not at the top of my list.
We do have some breaking news, though.
How much is about
Ricky
it?
Related to all this, which I think is important.
Oh, he went all right. Breaking. Ricky went there.
The Stitcher Top 100 Sports Show Rankings around the NFL coming in at 19th. Sometimes we're higher, sometimes
top 20,
we're lower.
Okay.
The Let's Go podcast hosted by Tom Brady, not in the top 100. So he's going to have to He's going to have to keep this story going to really help out the podcast. It's not really helping them break through at this point.
I mean, 19th, though? Like, if you were, like, if
not
you were college
100.
Football and it's, like, you're ranked 19th, like, you're just a schmo if you're going to those games.
I don't think it's good enough. Well, no, I will never be happy.
A lot of times we're, like, 10 to 15.
Are you good. In we're, sports?
We're declining.
In sports overall.
Oh,
in sports. We're in decline phase.
Let's try to get back in the top 10. Let's work on that.
You
all
know, right ahead of the Ringer NFL show, they're right across the way, so we could just kind of go over there. And
cut their wires?
Yeah, do something.
Ooh, let's do some pranks throughout Radio Row.
I like that.
Bunch of 40-something guys running around, unplugging things and giggling, pouring water on equipment.
Uh-oh, I just put your computer in a bowl of porridge.
Porridge?
Hey, let's hit 8 o'clock delight. Porridge is back in 2022.
Porridge, and what was the quote Rachel pointed out?
NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reports that the Packers are expected to hire Rich Bisaccia as their special teams coordinator. Obviously, Bisaccia maybe got an unfair shake from the Raiders. He lands on his feet with a great organization.
It's huge. Another thing Rodgers can't complain about. Like, we had a problem. Look at how we fixed it.
Don't keep the kicker, please.
Joe Judge has been hired as an offensive assistant for the Patriots. Josh McDaniels out the door after years running that show. Also heard Adam Gase connected to New England, but maybe Judge is the failed New York coach hired in this cycle.
I don't like this idea that it's like, oh, let's build up Joe Judge's resume by letting him be an offensive coach.
Speaking of the New York Giants, Don Wink Martindale lands on his feet, as you might expect. Top defense for years with Wink in Baltimore, and now he takes over the Giants, who needed to replace Patrick Graham after he went and took the DC job for the Raiders. See how it's all connected?
I think Patrick Graham is a really good coach. He did a good job with the Giants, but Wink Martindale, like, immediately gives the Giants identity.
I like getting some of these guys out of the AFC East. We're finally getting rid of these Belichick disciples. It's good.
Gus Bradley lands with the Indianapolis Colts. I don't really know any more about that, Greg. You want to hip the audience to that one?
I mean, Gus Bradley's bounced around. I think he's done a good job as a coordinator. He did decent job in the Raiders. It's a sensible fit.
And finally, in the news,
former Chargers co-workers Frank Reich and Gus Bradley.
He's back, baby. Hit it, Ricky.
Ladies and gentlemen, for one night only, Sashi.
Oh, Frags. Where's Frags? Hopefully we see her this week. Our great voiceover artist with NFL Media. Sashi Brown is leaving Monumental Sports. I don't know what that is. And the NBA's Washington Wizards to return to the NFL as president of the Baltimore Ravens, announced Friday. Brown, 45 years old, becomes the third president in Ravens history. Replaces Mark Dick Cass, your buddy, who turned 76 last month, retiring after serving in that role for 18 years. Mark, there is a lot. Now, I know Sashi hasn't been connected to the Browns in years now. A lot of Browns-related movement all around our league.
Well, I think they have a competent front office now, so you start to pull from that. But it's when Sashi Brown was a thing for us and a thing for the Browns, and they were trying to do something unlike every other team. Now Sashi Brown just kind of fits in any front office because it's a copycat scenario, and like everyone seems to have their version of Sashi. Well, of course, he's going to go to the Ravens.
You want the real thing?
Well, everything that the Ravens do turns to gold. So I'm sure.
Are you a little? I don't know. Disappointed that he would leave the Wizards high and dry right before
the
trade
deadline. Well, what
about
Monumental Sports?
Well, I think that's the company that owns the Wizards and the Mystics.
Okay, yes, Greg, that part of it does not. That doesn't sit well.
But he
with
got
me.
A promotion. He's the president now. I mean, he's above Eric DaCosta, the GM on the org chart. Now, he's not probably going to be making draft picks, but he's definitely making that bank and doing some business.
I know that matters
Sashi
to you.
Brown.
Where does Monumental Sports? How do they recover from this?
Wait,
do
it's
they
a void.
Have
it's a yeah.
Do they have a succession plan?
What happens when a moon crashes into our Earth? It's like it's that kind of aftermath to deal with for the Monumental
they
Sports.
They also own the Capitals Monumental Sports, so that you know they've had a Stanley Cup trophy recently.
It leaves the nation's capital in absolute uproar.
How about the Pentagon, Mark? I know you have strong feelings.
Well,
about
they're
the
getting
Pentagon.
What they deserve on some level.
All right, a little comeuppance for
yes.
The nation's defense.
Oh, look at our building. It's
focal point.
Look how our building
a lot
is
of
shaped.
Commanders in Washington D.C.
and
the Pentagon.
Those walls. Famous. All right. I wanted to hit Greg's Super Bowl QB rankings list, but we ran out of
really?
Time.
Wow.
Oh, I got a bone to pick.
Okay.
Six.
We've got a long week of shows. You can
yeah, we got
it in
we got
somewhere.
A show coming up Wednesday.
Oh, let me guess. Joe Namath isn't high enough.
No,
right?
It's not. That's not Spoiler. Even the beginning. That's not even the beginning of it. That's not even the beginning of what's wrong with your list.
Yikes.
What a tease.
Actually, I don't have too many strong takes, but that's a good way to sell it. I have major issues with Greg's Super Bowl QB list, and I'll share them later this week on the Around the NFL podcast. I'm in Stitcher, up the
gripping.
Rankings.
Yeah, just gripping.
Chop, 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 chop.
Do your graph sound.
Bing, 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 bing. Oh. All right. We'll save that for later in the week. Mark? You can unplug from the socket now because we don't want to overcharge you. We got a long week. You're a live wire. It's Super Bowl week.
Yeah, Sessler at this point, I completely unplug. I go home, do nothing work-related, then return here tomorrow when they tell me on prompt, on time, on the clock.
I do like the vision of we literally unplug Mark, and then he just powers down right in that couch and stays there till we come back tomorrow morning.
It's not far away from
that
it.
Was like a video we did for one of those Pick'em shows, remember?
It
I
was.
Unplugged you guys and covered you with
That was
sheets.
A good bit.
Yeah. If
put that up
if
on
you
the
have that as an offer, that. Mark, not the unplug part, but let's say we were like, you can sleep here on this couch, Mark. You don't have to go back home. You can actually just live here for the rest of the week. There's bathrooms around.
Don't have to go through security
yeah,
again.
Facilities.
You I know, but everyone could see me while I'm sleep. Where
well,
do I change and do the
true,
rest of it?
Yeah.
You wear the same stuff every day anyways.
Well, I'm taking you to the human resources area, too. I don't like that comment. That's about my appearance and my physical appearance.
And by the way, we had a really great time together on Saturday celebrating Chris Wessling. It was the one-year anniversary of his passing. And I thought one of the more cute, like the cutest moments in ATN history was, I believe it was Greg tucking in Mark on that couch.
Gonzo was tucking me in. And then I drifted off into a nice sleep until Colleen banged her entire body into the glass porch door, which she did not realize
wild.
Was open.
So the aforementioned, when I defeated Nick Wessling 21-17 in one-on-one cornhole, the game was reaching a fever pitch, and Nick was starting to get tense, and he did the same thing that Wes used to do when you play cornhole. Things start to go sideways. Oh, man, I'm drunk. I am so drunk. He's like, all right.
And he really wasn't.
High on the price.
He really
he
wasn't.
Was fine. Anyway,
I mean, less than you. So
we're about to do a little a throw, and then there's a shotgun blast, and it is Connie Fox barreling into a glass partition, tiny little the tiny box, all 5'3", 107 pounds, slams into the glass at high velocity. A larger person would have shattered that thing. So maybe it's a fortunate situation. But she said she will be on the red carpet with a pair of bruised knees.
Well, she's about 40 yards away from us on a neighboring set.
Oh,
she did say that she had two black and blue knees.
I would love to have her.
Should we yell?
Come on.
One, two, three.
Colleen!
Colleen! Wait, is she really going to come
I don't know. She's definitely had the look in her eye of, like, I'm getting out of here.
No, she literally was like, we'll do lunch. But, like, that means no.
She's so famous.
It's I got to admit, though. First of all, it sounded like the Oklahoma City bombing or whatever.
Right.
It was
you were
so
not
loud.
On the scene for that.
It was so loud. But I got to admit, there is something that separates Colleen from myself. For instance, she's an on-air personality at the highest levels for a reason. She bounced back, and because no one watched her walk in, but it had to have been extremely painful. It was extremely loud.
Excruciating pain.
And within a half second later, we all look over and she was just like, oh, don't mind me, just walking into the door, and then open the door cool as a cucumber. Like, she recovered very
well. Here
well
she comes,
the,
by the way.
From the circumstance.
Hit her theme music.
Of this.
Oh, okay. We can
there
do
she
this.
Comes. Hey, take a seat. We got to ask you about something real quick.
Oh, no.
Look at her.
We happen
all
to be
up. What?
We happen to be. It'll just be 2 minutes. We were wrapping up, and Dan was telling one of our favorite stories from Saturday afternoon.
The sound of a let's let her get situated.
A gunshot.
Here. A shotgun blast goes off, and the tiny box nearly nearly imploded. Take us through it. How are you feeling right now? Are you day-to-day? What are you listed for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's doubtful. But no, I every day it's getting a little bit better. I've been putting more weight on my leg when I walk. But the whole situation, it all happened so fast, Dan.
Yeah.
And it was a very early morning for me that day. I was up for Good Morning Football weekend.
Sure.
True.
And just humble powered brag. Through the rest of the day with you guys.
Long day.
Long day. And you
getting
know what?
A little loose.
Sometimes glass, it's so clean that you see right
through
it.
So it's really a testament to Lakeisha keeping her house in great order.
Exactly.
Or maybe it's her fault. Maybe that's where you were going with that.
The problem was the glass really hit my knee quickly.
Oh.
And it's really the glass's fault. It's not, I wouldn't blame this on my knee. But what I need is probably one of those stickers that like people that are on skyscrapers for birds.
Yeah.
So they don't run into the windows. I probably need that on every glass door.
Well, you're a warrior.
We gave you a lot of credit, though. In the peanut gallery, you recovered quickly. You made a quick joke of it. You didn't linger. You got right into there just like, oh, don't mind me. Just walking into the door.
Once she got on the other side of glass, because I could see in, she had her face buried in her hands. She's like, right. I just made a fool of myself.
Right. It could have been a devastating moment that lingered, but you moved on quickly. I was impressed by it.
And I had drifted off to sleep on that couch, and like I was having a dream about being like in the forest or something. It was Gonzo had tucked me in, and then bang. Like, I mean, that part of it was, I mean, does that weigh on you that you woke
like
a friend
like,
from sleep?
I did. What were you going to say,
I was going to say, it sounds like this is like 1 in the morning. It was 8:30.
Exactly. You were already asleep that early.
As a group, we did not have a late night.
I have a text. I was sadly out of town for a wedding, so I wasn't there this weekend, but I was texting with Lakeisha, and then all of a sudden I get a text from Dan that's like, I'm in bed, haha, and it was 9:30. I was like, oh, wow.
That's kind of my dream.
Yeah, so my knee
I just didn't get the gentle kiss on the forehead from Gonzo the way you did, Mark.
I know. Well, I went in with certain.
Good night, sweet prince.
I went in with a goal, Gonzalez, and I achieved 12, my goal.
1977 is an American sports writer who was married to NFL media broadcaster.
John tucking in. Mark was a very sweet moment.
Yeah, we're gonna need some photoshops of that from our listeners sent to us on Twitter, please.
Colleen, you said it all.
You
didn't even have to say much this time.
No, that's all I needed to say.
You'll see, Colleen sent me her schedule for the week, and it's outrageous how in demand she is right now. So even getting her for a few minutes on the couch. That's
top
good
notch.
Stuff. Good
For
stuff.
You guys, anything.
We love it. All right. And yes, we have a show coming up tomorrow, another show on Friday, our Super Bowl 56 preview, the Around the NFL broadcast will air on Friday, Saturday. Check your local listings. That's it for now. So thank you to everyone for listening. And until Wednesday. You do the thing that Chris Wessling told us to do. You know this. Feed the call!
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Do you have a digital mindset? Check out season 3 of This Is Digital. Season 3 of This Is Digital goes behind the scenes to reveal how digital trends show up in everyday decisions and actions, including driving profitable growth in enterprise software and how the new sports fan experience can drive revenue. Featuring guests like Chris D'Agostino of Databricks and Scott Crable of Thoma Bravo. Check out the latest and greatest on season 3 of This Is Digital and learn more at westmonroe.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.